This is Mark Ward with your new thought for the day. A movement begins with one person who is willing to stand in their truth without the assurance of victory. So many of those that are now considered to be the fathers and mothers of wisdom were rejected, despised, hated, tortured, and yes, even killed for standing up for their beliefs. One might say that they were willing to sacrifice popularity and, in some cases, their lives for integrity. So here are my questions for you today. What do you stand for? What is at the core of your value system? Have you given it any thought? If you have not defined it, you may be sabotaging your overall success with actions that contradict your intentions. When you go to work, for example, all of you shows up, whether you, your boss, and your colleagues like it or not. You cannot check part of yourself at the door. You have a responsibility to yourself, and I might suggest to others, to be clear about what you are doing every day and why. Are your actions aligned with your intentions? Are you investing your energy in ways that serve you? Are you receiving a favorable return on your investment? Most people will just listen to these words and they will not apply them. Are you going to be the rule or the exception? My friends, take the time. You will be glad that you did. Success or sabotage? Courage, true courage, begins with introspection. You must stand up for yourself before you can successfully stand up to another. What is that famous saying? If you don't stand for something, you will fall for anything. Well, there's truth in that. Is this going to be an incredible day? Do you have the courage to overcome all of the resistance, challenges, and obstacles to make it so? Until next time, I am Mark Ward. The New Thought for the Day is a production of newdesign.com. As you know, that's spelled NUDESIGN.com. If you enjoyed it, share it with a friend and be certain to tune into our weekly radio show, The Pill, Tuesday nights, 9 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio.